DJ, always good to talk a little football with you. Year number two, once again. And I know last year, just a little recap. Boy, when you cap it up with a state football championship, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, it was a great year. Obviously, ending the way we ended, and then it just kind of pushed us to looking forward to the off season, looking forward to this season. We had a lot of kids coming back from last year's team. That was my first championship of any sorts as well, so it was kind of experiencing something I've never felt before. It just kind of motivated us to get right back to that place. Hopefully, this year at the end of the season.
Of course, the summer months always important, as you well know, in your year as a player and now as a coach. And I take you guys had a superb summer, weight room work, stuff like that, getting stronger, faster. This group, I'm sure, a ton of stuff in the summertime, didn't they?
Absolutely. You know, football, especially around here right now, it's just always been go, go, go. You know, I put in a lot of time from February even all the way up till now. Now it's doubled, obviously, but February through July was, you know, we were still putting in a good 20 hours a week between weights and throwing sessions and whatnot. Just everybody's just, you know, that's the best thing about our kids. They always just want to improve. So all summer, you know, we're working with our kids 4 or 5 days a week, doing 7-on-7 camps, things like that, just for their sake, for our sake, betterment of the team. So
preseason number one bullseye, everybody had a good feeling that we're going to be at the top of Class A to start the season.
Yeah, you try to block out the noise. Obviously, today's world is a little hard with social media and whatnot, and the kids, they've handled it very well. That, you know, for them being 16, 17, 18 years old, they handle things like professionals. But what we kind of, you know, we know we got a target on our back, and we kind of, you know, it's us versus us. That's kind of our motto for the year. We can be one of the best teams of all time, or we can be one of the best teams to never win it. So, you know, we really just kind of put the pressure on ourselves and focus on us and not really worry about what everybody else has coming after us.
For the second year in a row, DJ, you go out of state to play that season opener, didn't you?
Yeah, so we were supposed to play. So the last year we played down in Arizona, we played Basha High School, and they were supposed to come back, but I don't know if they didn't fund or whatever, but for whatever reason, the game fell through. At the end of last year, we, through exit meetings with our kids and whatnot, we talked about what were your favorite memories and moments of the year, and other than winning state, I would say the unanimous choice outside of that was going down to Arizona. And, you know, we have just a special enough group where, you know, we felt like to improve our national ranking, us going out somewhere and playing another nationally rated school was going to be in our best interest, and we were able to make it work. And, you know, this Las Vegas school really, this opportunity opened up for us, and the kids loved it, and we had a great time, and, you know, we were really glad we got the chance to do it again.
So I take it you probably flew out there. You didn't drive, did you?
Nope. We flew out there, and, you know, it was the best thing was we got all this returning players, returning coaches, whatnot, that everybody went through it last year, so it made this year pretty easy. We flew out on a Wednesday afternoon, flew back Saturday morning.
So just a couple of days out there. I got to ask, you're in Vegas. Did the coaches get a chance to get away, or probably not? You're sticking pretty much by your kids the whole time through, aren't you?
We stayed with the kids the most time. You know, we it could have been we sit with us winning. You know, we pushed curfew back a little bit for the kids, and each coach was in charge of like 6 or 7 kids. So I know some of our coaches got the chance to take the kids down on the strip and walk around a little bit after the game and whatnot. And we went to the Raiders Stadium and got to see some of that stuff just to kind of show the kids things they've never seen before. But for the most part, no. The coaches, we kind of just stayed and hung out at the hotel. And, you know, after a big win like that and a fun trip like that, we kind of wanted to be with everybody anyway, just for that kind of bonding type of thing. So
at 49-7, it sounds like the kids did exactly what you told and expected of them in a big win.
Yeah, you know, when you play a team that you don't really know very well, you never know what you're getting yourself into. Very talented football team. They were a really good football team. I think preseason they came in nationally ranked 130th. You know, the only two games they lost last year was to Bishop Gorman, who's the 5th ranked team in the country. you know, so they're a very good football team. They got kids who are going to be playing college football all over the board. It's just, you know, we're a really good football team too. And, you know, sometimes people, it can get a little overshadowed with us being out in Nebraska. A lot of people don't talk about Nebraska high school football as much. And, we, you know, we jumped on them early, and we just never let off the gas, which is kind of the way we need to play, because we're going to have a lot of games like that this year. I mean, we scored 28 points in the first quarter, blocked a couple of punts, you know, only gave up 100 yards on offense or on defense. We only gave up 100 yards. So it was really everything we could have asked for. They're a very good football team. I don't think we would, if we played them 10 times, I don't think the score would be like that most of the time. But we're a very good football team too. And, you know, it just kind of instilled the confidence in the kids that we can play with anybody.
Your offense is loaded once again. And boy, when you have a pretty good quarterback, returning state caliber quarterback, it's going to be Division I quarterback some, you know, soon. And that helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they make our job easy. They're special players, special kids. Jet, our quarterback, he, you know, a lot of people say some things here and there about whether he's good enough or not, but, you know, the kid's going to Alabama for a reason. He's a special football player, and, you know, we got special weapons all over the place. We got tight ends going to Missouri, Fresno State, running back going to Illinois, linemen going Division I places, you know. So they make our job very easy. And they play very well together. They've been playing together since they were in youth football, fifth, sixth grade. And now is just kind of their last chance to go out and live it up and have fun and show everybody what they've been working for the last 10 years.
It sounds like you got playmakers. Besides your quarterback, you've got wideouts, you got receivers, and of course, you know darn well, you've got a pretty good line that will push the way through a lot of games.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, like we said, we got Jet at quarterback and then receiver. We got a couple, one going to Iowa State, tight ends everywhere. Our O line's very good though. We got left tackle, he's going to Illinois, our center's going to Army, and then our right tackle's going to Division II Augustana up in South Dakota, and then our right guard and left guard, both underclassmen, but they're gonna be playing college football someday as well. And they've improved so much from last year that, you know, going into that as we were going through that Arborview game, obviously we throw the ball a little bit, but we could have ran the ball, we could have thrown the ball. I think anything would have worked, and it starts with those guys up front. They show up and they work hard every day, and they just get after it, and they're very serious about football and serious about what they do.
Of course, that defense, gosh, you gave up one score. That was it. Those guys are for real again this year, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, that's kind of the hidden part of our team. You know, when people talk about our team, they talk about our offense and our skill players. But, you know, we had Mike Sauter with the Omaha World Herald. He was up at practice about a week ago, and I was talking to him, and he's like, gosh, people just don't talk about your defense enough. And I'm like, no, they don't. It's definitely the best defense that we will play all season, and we are lucky enough to practice against them every day. You know, their quarterback, Arborview in Vegas, their quarterback's going to Utah. They had a five-star receiver and a tight end, and at the end of the game, those guys, you know, they gave our defense a lot of props. I think we sacked that quarterback 8 times. He said he was hurting after the game, so.
Tremendous. And special teams, you know, you got to have good special teams. I'm sure kicking game, return game, you've got a lot of good guys there as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's a third of the game. Kids take it super serious, you know. Thankfully, we don't have to use too many of them other than kickoff and punt return. But, you know, we had one kickoff return on Friday night. We had a nice 60-yard return. And then punt team, they do the job and they take it very seriously. So, and we got a lot of athletes all over the place. So it's a really good opportunity to get some of our younger guys, our sophomores and juniors, some good varsity reps who have earned it to kind of keep their mindsets good too, as well, going into next year.
You're back in Nebraska. A couple of big road games next couple of weeks, DJ, at Millard West and at Kearney. So it's back to work in Nebraska, and those teams will give you a battle on their home fields, won't they?
Yep. You know, the nice thing about the Millard West one is all three Millard schools share a stadium, and the stadium is actually at Millard South. So even though we'll be on the road sideline, it's still our stadium. So that's kind of nice, you know, for that being considered a road game. And, you know, Kearney, that'll be a tough test. They're always coached super well. were very familiar with them, with us having played them twice last year. And then we actually were lucky enough, we went down and for our team camp, we went down there for 3 days this summer at the end of the summer. So our kids are pretty familiar with that drive now, and then as well as with their facilities. But yeah, as we get into this Nebraska schedule, it gets, you know, just a little tougher, but goals stay the same. We just kind of got to worry about us and go out and do what we do.
Finally, DJ, what's it like being a dad?
You know, it's awesome. It's been a heck of an adjustment starting school up again. Everything's, you know, changing. It feels like every week nothing's the same, but it's, you know, it's been awesome so far. Bailey and I have just kind of rolled with the punches, but my wife, she's handled everything great with me starting school. You know, it's kind of a tough transition for her with me being home all summer, and then all of a sudden, you know, once school starts, I'm gone at 6:30 in the morning, and I don't get home till 8:30 at night. But she's done a great job, and you know, he's always fun to be around whenever I get the chance to come home, and now he's smiling and stuff. So it's been awesome. It's been a great adjustment.
Future football player, future lineman, future thrower in track. Come on, that's gonna happen, right?
Boy, I hope so. I hope so. He can do whatever he wants, I guess, but I will highly push that. So,
well, it's good that Mom and Dad and some friends had a chance to go to Vegas and watch the game too, didn't they?
Absolutely. You know, my mom retired this summer, so, you know, she's got a good excuse now to come see the grandkid every week and whatnot whenever we have a game. And then it gives my parents a good chance, my dad, to get out of town. And, you know, they went down to the Arizona trip last year, and they had a blast. So, you know, Vegas is just another step up, even funner for the adults. I'm sure they sounded like they had a good time, and I'm glad they had a chance to go. I only got to talk to them for about 10 minutes the whole trip, but like talking with them today made it sound like they had a good time. I guess my dad was tired and needed some resting, so...